This is part four of our series, Food Isn't a Prescription Pad. And right at the start, let's be clear. Food is not medicine. Yes, food is powerful. Yes, food can lower risk. But food is not a replacement for medicine. Clearly, diets rich in ultra-processed food lead to more problems. Heart disease, obesity, diabetes, cancers. And the most empowering thing a person can do is eat a better diet. Some people think, we never had chronic disease before modern times. They blame food. But then they extend their logic to say that if we just had good food, we wouldn't need medicine at all. So let me give you an example of why that isn't true, one of the most powerful stories in all of medicine. It's the early 1920s. Dr. Frederick Banting and his assistant Charles Best are working in Toronto, and they made a discovery that would change the world. At that time, children with diabetes were doomed. The only treatment was a starvation diet, so low in calories that a child might live a few extra months, but death was certain. Parents sat helplessly as children wasted away. Hospital wards were filled with kids in diabetic coma, families waiting for the end. Then came insulin. Dr. Banting went to one of these hospitals and begin to inject these children who were laying down comatose. And this is one of the most famous moments in all of medicine. One by one, the comatose children began to stir. They sat up, they asked for food, and they hugged their parents. That discovery was so profound, that moment so profound, that Dr. Banting became the fastest person to ever win the Nobel Prize after a medical discovery. Insulin became one of the fastest adopted drugs in the history of that time. And here's the lesson. Those children had the best food their families could provide. But food wasn't enough. Only medicine, insulin, saved their lives. Today, we're going to make sense of the madness of diet and diabetes. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we bust a few myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Let's start with beans. Beans are a legume, and other legumes are some of the best foods that you can eat to help control your blood sugar. They're packed with soluble fiber, which binds glucose and slows absorption in your gut. They're rich in plant protein, which keeps energy steady. And they have a low glycemic index, so they don't spike blood sugar like white bread or soda. Studies show that people who eat beans regularly can lower their hemoglobin A1C, that long-term marker of blood sugar, about 0.3 to 0.5%. That is a real effect from food. And beans aren't just healthy. They're practical. They're inexpensive, available everywhere, and humans have probably eaten beans longer than any other protein source. We're natural hunters. Not really. I mean, I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but beans? Well, beans were always there. And in the Mediterranean region, for many years, including the times of the gladiators, beans were the primary source of protein. Before I compare beans to medicine, let's step back. There are two types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is where the pancreas loses its ability to make insulin. It's called juvenile diabetes. That was the diabetes that we talked about with Dr. Banting and Best. Usually it is an immune system that destroys the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas. And without insulin, glucose cannot enter your cells. Glucose builds up in the bloodstream. Without insulin, life cannot continue, which is why every type 1 diabetic patient needs insulin from the day of diagnosis. Type 2 diabetes, which used to be called adult onset, the pancreas still makes insulin, but the body's cells are resistant to it, so the pancreas works harder and harder. And over time, the pancreas can wear out, which is why many type 2 diabetics eventually need insulin too, because that's the natural course of the disease. So whether it's type 1 or type 2, food has never been enough. Back to beans. They help. But they are not a drug we call metformin. Metformin is the first-line drug for type 2 diabetes. It lowers A1C by about 1 or 2%. That's 2 to 4 times more than beans. And metformin also reduces your risk of heart disease. And it has decades of safety data behind it. So yeah, beans are great. But if your A1C is 9 or 10, no amount of chili or hummus is going to bring you to target. Medicine does that. Food lays the foundation. Medicine does the heavy lifting. And to be clear, the best overall diet for diabetes isn't low carb or keto or carnivore. It isn't some fad diet where you cut out entire food groups. The best diet for diabetes, shown again and again and again in multiple studies across many populations, is the Mediterranean diet. That means fruits, vegetables, olive oils, nuts, legumes, beans, and whole grains. Now, whole grains might sound controversial, especially to those who grew up in the era of low-carb madness. But the science is clear. Whole grains are, and continue to be, a healthy choice for patients with diabetes. In fact, whole grains are a lot healthier than bacon. But the Mediterranean diet doesn't lower blood sugar, lowers cholesterol, improves blood pressure, reduces inflammation, protects the heart, and unlike crash diets, it's sustainable. It's a way people can and do eat for a lifetime. But even the Mediterranean diet is not medicine. Here's some practical tips for beans. So how do you actually use them to your advantage? Swap ground beef for black beans and chili. Add lentils to soups or stews, which thicken them beautifully. Roast chickpeas for a crunchy snack. Use hummus instead of cheese spread. And toss peas in rice and pasta or grain bowls. Those are simple swaps. They add up to lowering blood sugar, lowering cholesterol, and keeping patients feeling full. And when they're a part of the Mediterranean diet, the effect is multiplied. All right, scam time. Keto and carnivore diets get hyped as diabetic cures. They can lower glucose in the short term, but at the cost of raising saturated fat. For people with diabetes already at higher risk of heart disease, that's dangerous. It's pouring gasoline on the fire. And the insulin claim? False. Protein spikes insulin. So the idea that no carbs means no insulin is a fantasy. And then there's cinnamon supplements. Cinnamon and oatmeal? Delicious. Cinnamon capsules as a cure? Worthless. The evidence is minimal. If someone's selling you that, they're selling you snake oil and not science. So here's the truth. Beans are not metformin. Yes, food matters. Yes, food lowers risk. Food empowers you to take control, but food is not medicine. Food is food. Medicine is medicine. Together they save lives. This has been episode 4 of Food Isn't a Prescription Pad. Next time, when green tea and broccoli aren't chemotherapy, why prevention is not the same as cure. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. Fork You is produced by Simpler Media and the pod god Mr. Evo Terra. For references and more, visit yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com. And check out my Substack newsletter where I dig deeper into the science at drsimpson.com. And here's the disclaimer. I am a board-certified physician, but I am not your physician. This podcast is for education, not personal medical advice. Always talk to your board-certified physician and a registered dietitian before making changes for your health. All right, everybody, have a good week. Hey, Evo, my favorite bean dish is hummus. What's yours?
Would you like to see the 40 pounds of dried chickpeas we have that most of the time gets made into hummus? Also, cowboy caviar, great beans.